USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wednesday, the House of Representatives approved a labor agreement that would prevent the rail unions from striking. In September, the unions and Congress came to a tentative agreement that provided workers with higher pay and 3 days of paid sick leave for doctor's appointments if they gave 30 days notice. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she understands the union workers' frustrations, but a strike could seriously damage the economy.
We know, just because it's the right thing to do, it's a value that we share, that we have to treat working people well with fair wages, good benefits, and safe working conditions.
New inflation numbers are out as we head into the final month of 2022.
A key inflation gauge watched by the Federal Reserve is coming in as expected. The core personal consumption expenditures price index rose 5% from a year ago. As for the October number, it went up by 0.2%. The figures are key for the Fed when it comes to making decisions about how to fight inflation. On that note, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said this week smaller interest rate hikes may be on the way. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A magnitude 3.8 earthquake hit Southern California Thursday morning. The quake was centered in Imperial County, about 94 miles east of San Diego. There were no reports of any damage or injuries. The United States and France are reaffirming their commitment to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia.
We're continuing the strong support to the people of Ukraine as they defend their homes and their families and their sovereignty and territorial integrity against Russian aggression.
President Biden's comments during a joint news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries has been elected by House Democrats as their next leader after Speaker Nancy Pelosi steps aside. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell accuses Jeffries of undermining confidence in former President Donald Trump's win in 2016.
The newly elected incoming leader of House Democrats is a past election denier who basically said the 2016 election was, quote, illegitimate and suggested that we had a, quote, fake president.
The baseball world is mourning the loss of a 2-time Cy Young Award winner and Major League Baseball Hall of Famer.
2-time Cy Young Award winner and Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Gaylord Perry died Thursday morning of natural causes at his home in Gaffney, South Carolina. He was 84 years old. Perry pitched for 8 teams in his 22-year career, winning the Cy Young with Cleveland and San Diego. Gaylord Perry on CBS 8, San Diego, in 1978.
I do start getting in a frame of mind about my game maybe a day ahead of my scheduled day of pitching because I do want to win and I want to do well. And at my age, I have to do well to stay around.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Starting during the 2024-2025 season, the college football playoff system is officially expanding to 12 teams. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.